For me, it's funny. I think a lot of women in January is when everyone sort of makes those new year, like new diet, new body, new life goals. But for me, this always happens around this time of the year. The Life of a Bon Vivant, Manifesting Your Paris Dreams and More. I'm your host, Bita Hashimpour. This podcast is designed to inspire, elevate, and help you step into the abundant life you deserve, whether that's in Paris or anywhere else in the world. And welcome back to another episode of the Life of a Bon Vivant podcast. This week, I wanted to share some practices and habits that I like to incorporate for sort of refreshing or revamping my dietary habits, and I should say, like, healthy living commitment. For me, it's funny. I think a lot of women in January is when everyone sort of makes those new year, like new diet, new body, new life goals. But for me, this always happens around this time of the year. And I think it's because I always give myself a little bit of grace as we go through the end of winter. It's not normally the time that you want to be having like green smoothies and lots of like fresh produce and whatnot, because you're craving comfort foods. It's cold out. It's not really motivating to get out. So it can sort of fall to this time where it's like spring happening and the weather is starting to get better. But also for me personally, my birthday's in March and it's March 31st. So it just happened. And we had like a ton of cake all throughout the week at all the different birthday gatherings I had. And so I'm like, totally caked out and feel that need to detox, so to speak. And so what I like to do is just use this time to go back to what I know is true and impactful in my diet and my lifestyle. And I thought I would share those things with you in case you're in a similar boat. Maybe you're anticipating summer and heading out to the beach or pool or on vacation, and you just want to feel a little bit better in your skin. Then these habits may help you. So there are five habits or practices that I want to share. The first one is a really common sense one, but very impactful, which is to incorporate more fruits and veggies. And you've heard this a million times, eat your fruits and veggies. But I think when you really make an intention to do it, it can be really impactful because not only are you adding more nutritionally beneficial things into your diet, you're getting all the vitamins and nutrients that you need from those, but you're probably also replacing bad habits with the fruits and veggies. So as an example, really easy way, obviously, is to, like, in the mornings, you could have a handful of blueberries with your side of eggs and toast or whatnot. Or maybe you have yogurt and you could be adding fresh fruit to that. So that's like an easy way to incorporate it. But when I say replacing a bad habit, for me, for example, in the afternoons, I always crave something sweet around 4 p.m. That's like the time I start crashing. And I might normally reach for like a cookie or a piece of chocolate or something like that. And instead, I've been trying to incorporate like a cutie. I have a big bowl of cuties on my counter. I have my fridge stocked with fresh strawberries that are super sweet because it's obviously strawberry season. And so in the afternoon, instead of reaching for chocolate, I've been rinsing a few like giant strawberries and munching on those as my sweet snack. And it's been great because not only am I incorporating more of the fruits into my diet, but I'm also replacing a bad habit. The other thing I've done, it's my new favorite snack in the evenings, is I've been taking asparagus. I've been snapping off like the tough woody ends and then spraying them with a spritz of avocado oil spray and putting them into the toaster oven / air fryer that I have. And I basically air fry them. I add a little salt air fry them at 400 degrees Fahrenheit for about 5 to 6 minutes until they've turned like a nice deep green, but they still have a little bit of a bite to them. And they are so yummy. It's become my new like evening snack when I'm sitting and watching TV, because before I might have reached for some like salty chips or popcorn or something. And this way I'm incorporating more vegetables and it's actually really yummy to snack on. The second habit that I think is really important and makes a difference over time, especially, is to minimize one of my indulgences in my diet. And I stress the word minimize and not eliminate, because I don't really believe in eliminating or banning things from your diet unless it's really bad, like maybe if you're a smoker or something, or you're, and even if you're drinking a lot of alcohol, like you should minimize it, not probably eliminate it, unless you have some health reason you really have to. But for me, I find myself sometimes falling into this like habit where, like I said, at 4 p.m., I want something sweet. I'll like make myself a cup of coffee and then I'll have a piece of chocolate with the coffee, which normally I would say totally fine, except for the fact that in the evening after dinner is when I want something sweet too. That's when I really like to sit down with dessert. So having those two basically desserts during the day, it's too much. And I always know because I can feel my pants getting a little tighter. I never really weigh myself anymore, but I can always tell from my pants. And so for me, what I find is that just by minimizing the dessert during the day, making an intention that like, hey, you know, in the evening is when I really sit down and really enjoy that dessert. Like it just tastes so much better to have that piece of chocolate with an espresso after dinner. I'm going to stick to that. And then in the afternoon when I'm crashing, let's reach for that fruit or a healthier snack that's actually going to give some nutritional value to me in my diet. So I'm just minimizing the indulgence a little bit. And that little bit over time really does make a difference. The same way that little bit over time where you are indulging does add up. If you're having a little bit of extra cake, for example, for your birthday, it's not going to, you know, blow your diet. You're not going to gain 10 pounds just from having some extra cake on your birthday. But if you're having a little bit of cake every single day, eventually that does add up, right? So it's the same thing with good habits too. It's not like overnight you're going to lose 10 pounds just because you're not eating a piece of chocolate each day. But over time, you may see the difference. I know I have for sure. The third sort of practice that I like to incorporate is to do weightlifting. So personally, I already get my steps in. If you are not great about getting your steps in, maybe that's where you want to put your focus on, trying to get like an extra 1,000 steps in a day. Even if right now you only walk 2K steps a day, if you can just get 1,000 extra steps in a day, that's amazing. That's great. And I think anybody who tells you different is wrong, because any sort of extra movement in your life is always to your benefit. For me, walking at this point has become like ingrained. The way I brush my teeth every morning, I walk every morning. And so I do my walk every morning. But when it comes to weightlifting, I have to be intentional about it, because it's not something I'm really perfect at in my routine. And so what I like to do is when I find myself, like it's been a month now since I've done any weightlifting, when I find myself falling into that kind of rut, what I'll do is I'll try to commit to at least just twice a week spending 15 minutes to do some weightlifting. And by weightlifting, what I mean is I literally have a set of, I think they're like 8 pound weights. Yeah, I have a set of 8 pound weights, and I'll turn on like a YouTube video and I'll say like, okay, every Tuesday and Thursday, I'm going to do 15 minutes where I follow a YouTube video with these weights and do that. So like Tuesday, it might be an arm workout video that I find. Thursday, it might be more of like a leg or full body workout that I find. and I'll just follow those videos with my weights, and that's that. I don't even commit to a certain time. I just sort of say any extra 15 minutes that I find on Tuesday, any extra 15 minutes that I find on Thursday, that's when I'll do it. And it really helps to be like flexible like that, but still set an intention because, like I said, it makes a difference. I always feel so good after those workouts. I feel so much stronger, and I feel like I'm doing something really good for my body. I think if you're a woman over 30, you should know that, muscle atrophy is a thing and it gets progressive each year after. So it's never too late to start. And like I said, even if it's just 15 minutes, that's better than nothing. So that's another habit that I know I'm working on again. The fourth sort of practice that I incorporate is to try one new recipe a week. And ideally, obviously, a recipe that's not too crazy, like something that's semi-healthy, is what I try to do. And I like doing this because it sort of forces you to be cooking. Like, I already cook a lot in my, everyday life, but it is easy to get into like a rut or habit of buying pre-cooked meals from the store or going out to eat. And I think if you can even just commit to cooking one extra meal at home per day, sorry, not per day, per week, or like equally going out one less time per week, that can also be incredibly beneficial for you over time. So I try to only go out like once a week. Sometimes it's twice if there's like if I'm going out to dinner, let's say one night with friends, and then doing brunch with my mom and sister on a Sunday, then it does end up being twice a week. But for the most part, I really try to minimize how much I'm going out because even when you go out and you choose the healthiest option on a menu, it's never going to be as healthy as what you would do at home with that same exact recipe. So I like to keep things fun and interesting by trying one new recipe each week. And what happens too by default is that you are obviously trying and learning about new recipes, and you'll eventually stumble on some that you really, really love. And then they become routine. And the more recipes that you routinely make, then the more they sort of become these go-to recipes that you know, like the back of your hand. And the more of those that you have, then the less effort it takes to cook, the less effort it takes to put a meal together. There's like less resistance to cooking at home. A lot of people who have a lot of resistance to cooking at home, it's usually because they're either A, not doing it a lot, or B, they don't have their favorite go-to recipes. And so whenever they're doing a recipe, it's like they have to focus a lot, get a lot of ingredients. Like they don't know how to necessarily sub out certain things and sub in what they do have on hand. And it just becomes a project and you get tired and you don't want to do a project. So having recipes that you know and love in your sort of repertoire up there in your mind makes things a lot easier to cook at home. And cooking at home is, I promise you, one of the easiest, best ways to get onto a healthier track with your diet. The fifth habit or practice that I like to incorporate, which is a big one for me, is to drink more water. And everybody tells you that drink more water, drink more water. But for me, it's like this is a real struggle. I've never been one that is good about drinking water. I don't know. I don't find myself really thirsty throughout the day. I have water with my meals, and then usually at night, at the end of the night, I get a little thirsty and will drink some water. But I am not the girl that has like a Stanley cup and carries it around. I don't. And so for me, what I like to commit to is to just drink one extra cup of water per day. And I try to do that for a few weeks and then up it from there, like extra 1.5 cups of water for a few weeks, and then eventually extra 2 cups of water for a few weeks. And that really helps me because I can commit to an extra cup of water per day. I've been doing that actually for the past 2 weeks, and it's been great. It will help you too with a lot of times when you think you're hungry for something, you're actually really thirsty. So that does help too, but it's just great for your system to be hydrated in general. So for like a health perspective, it's really good. So if you can commit to just one extra cup of water per day, if you're not good about your water, then that can make a world of a difference. So to summarize these five habits that I just explained to you, we've got one, incorporate more fruits and veggies. Two, minimize one indulgence that you find in your diet throughout the week. Just minimize one of those. Three, start doing a weightlifting workout twice a week for as short as 15 minutes for each session if you already get in your steps per day. Otherwise, you can try to add an extra 1,000 steps per day to your walking routine. Number four, try one new recipe a week. And number five, drink one extra cup of water per day for at least a little while before progressively increasing that. I hope these were helpful for you. And just know that no matter what you decide to do, even if you only take away one of these things that I shared today, that's amazing and it's beneficial. And you shouldn't always approach everything with an all or nothing sort of approach. Just know that little changes do make a difference over time, and they're often the best way to make a change because it's more sustainable and more likely that you're going to stick to it. I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your week, and I'll be sure to be back next week with a new episode.